Sports fans who've watched recent moves in the NFL, seeing teams like the Chargers and the Rams abandon smaller markets to move to L.A., might wonder how long the Utah Jazz would remain committed to the Beehive State. Today, Larry H. Miller Group of Companies CEO Gail Miller answered that question. She announced ownership of the Jazz and Vivint Smart Home Arena are being transferred to a legacy trust. In simple terms, it'll allow the Miller family to maintain ownership control and keep the team here indefinitely. Miller became emotional this afternoon while talking about how she and her late husband Larry H. Miller viewed their investment that they made in the team 3 decades ago.
We view the legacy trust literally and figuratively as passing the ball and all it stands for to future generation of our family members, fans, employees, and community, many of whom we will never meet. Larry was once asked how he wanted to be remembered after he was gone. He said as he choked up, "I want to be remembered as a man who loved Utah." I believe this sentiment runs through our entire family. It's my hope that when the community thinks of our family today, tomorrow, and many years from now, they will think of us as a family who loves Utah.
One of the Miller's sons, Steve Miller, says speculation about what might happen to the Jazz once mom and dad are gone has swirled for years. This trust answers those questions.
Down the road, my mom and my siblings and myself will step off of the stage, and our children will step onto the stage and fill these roles. But only those who have the desire and who are qualified will oversee the management of the legacy trust in the future. We are already working to prepare them for this important responsibility and are helping them understand, as our parents helped us, the Jazz are not our family's team. They are a community asset.
That's Steve Miller. The Millers say this is the first time the NBA has allowed a team owner to set up a legacy trust. And listening to Gail Miller sniffle as she tells her story of why she's doing what she's doing, it's particularly poignant this afternoon because we're sitting here 2 doors down from the Vivint Arena. And as I'm reading these words, I'm watching everybody walk by our window over to the game. They're playing Oklahoma City tonight with a lot more games in Utah to come.